Hello and welcome to a very special edition of my show. My name is Richard Gintout, and this is usually called the Dog and Pony Show. It's usually about music, but today it's something sort of tangentially related to the local music scene. It's about Solidarity, the local collective and activist organization, and we got two members, longtime lifers, sort of, not exactly. Can you folks introduce yourselves?
Oh, I'm Liz Sanko.
I'm Tyler Davis.
And we basically brought you in here because you're moving to a new location next week, or maybe 2 weeks from now, as of, do you know the date specifically?
March 15th.
Yeah. And that new location is going to be?
It's going to be 13th East 8th Street, right next to Henry's downtown.
And it used to be Eco Boutique, I think, and some other things.
Body Works.
So that'll be, to my memory, the fourth location for Solidarity. But I don't know. That may not be including the house sort of origins.
That's the fourth location.
It's really moved around quite a bit, all sort of in the downtown area.
Fourth.
Yeah. I remember it kind of tucked away behind Mass Street Music sort of in that area.
Yeah.
And you say it even started at somebody's house.
Yeah, it started in someone's house as the Mother Earth Collective or the Mother Earth House.
Cool.
And then it was the Black Hat Collective, and then it became Solidarity. And it was in what is now Central Soy's old tofu factory, right, not behind Mass Street Music, but behind, I guess it's the White Orchid.
Cool. So for people who may not be entirely familiar, why don't you guys tell us what it is that Solidarity does and why you stay involved and, you know, get something out of this?
Solidarity really is primarily a library, and it's a collection of, I think, about 10,000 books. It's got a massive collection of DVDs, music, pretty much everything, zines, which are small magazines that are independently written and published. We have a wide collection of zines, but we also provide a community space that's primarily free or donation only. So we have everything from self-defense classes, study groups. We had Spanish classes at one point. We do concerts. We do movie showings. We do a little bit of everything there. And we like to provide a space where people can come hang out. We have free internet and computer access. So people can come in, stop by, have a cup of coffee, and enjoy a space without paying a cover charge or anything like that. So, and our library resources are also free.
Cool. Anything you want to add to that, Tom?
Yeah, just that it's also just kind of a place to come get it out of the elements. Like, we have a lot of people from the homeless community that come down, and, like, just when it's really cold out, bitter cold, they can come in and just get out of the elements and have a place where there's no, like, no necessity to buy anything. Like, we don't sell anything in the space. It's all done by donations. So there's no way that we're going to ask anyone for any money when they walk in the door. You know, a place to just kind of, like, get out of the way, kind of hang out for a little bit and chill.
Cool. A lot of times when it shows up in the news, it's because of, you know, activist things happening, you know, protests, marches, this or that. And, you know, the word anarchist is very often involved with that. You guys kind of identify that way, but, you know, maybe you could clarify a little bit about, you know, your involvements as anarchists and, you know, what that means to you.
I definitely identify as an anarchist, but I think the space and some of the connotations as being an activist center really come from the nature of the space itself. It's geared towards educating yourself with ideas that aren't necessarily mainstream or presented by, you know, they're not corporate ideals. So we try and present alternative information. And most of the time when people are armed with this information, they do want to take direct action. And so we also present a space where people can make signs if they want to have a demonstration. We help the Lawrence Peace and Justice Coalition. They house their signs that they use every Saturday at noon when they do their protests against the Iraq War. So it's just this, it's a free space. So people can use that in any way they want. We don't have any judgment on whether you're a student, whether you're not a student, whether you have a house, whether you don't have a house. So people really take that and run with it.
Yeah, I think also, like, it's important to point out that while Solidarity as a space is kind of run on anarchist principles of, like, no hierarchy, and like everyone having a voice in what happens. Like, not everyone that organizes out of there is an anarchist or identifies as an anarchist. We have people that are involved with, like, you know, the Social Democrats and like
Student Senate on campus.
Student Senate. Like, we've had, you know, like a couple of people that were, you know, like the vice president of Student Senate and things like that were active volunteers, solidarity. And at the same time, like, while obviously, like, you know, protests and things like that get in the news because they get in the news and that's what they're, like, geared towards, like, people that are involved in that space also do a lot of other things. Like, Lawrence.com's run articles about, like, the prison work that people are doing, and that's, like, stuff that we've, like, people involved in solidarity are doing, or, like, they've also talked about, like, the community gardens that we help out with and other things that we put together, like trips and all sorts of other things that we put together that really isn't, like, just the protest activism type of stuff, but is, right, like, trying to build, like, an infrastructure just like what solidarity is in a lot of ways.
Cool. I know part of this move was precipitated by having a harder time getting donations and the fiscal climate that we're all involved with. How exactly, you know, did that break down, and how, you know, is the recession or whatever actually affecting solidarity?
We've done really well for being a donation run space. Every month we manage to come up with some money somehow. But what really happened was that our lease ran out. We had a 3-year lease for the space that we were in. It was up. We wanted to move to a different location. We wanted a bigger space so that we could house more projects. But we were really interested in getting a cheaper space, something that was more affordable. Donations have slowed down considerably, and I think it's really hard for the community at large that may be seeing harder times to want to just give money away. For that reason, we are looking into other ways to get money by providing more community services, by doing tangible things like haircuts, cheap haircuts, where, you know, you can donate, you can also get your haircut for free, but we will ask for a small donation, and that's been a good fundraiser. We're doing bike and computer repair for a small donation, just things that people need done anyway, but will be a great money saver for them in the long run, so that they don't have to pay $100 to get their computer fixed up.
Yeah.
Instead, they can have Tyler do it for $5 to $10, and it also helps us get money for the space to stay open.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's, when you talk about solidarity and, like, our finances, you know, this space has been around, Liz said, like, almost 8 years, for the last 3 years we've had, or 4 years actually, we've had an operating budget for solidarity somewhere in the neighborhood of, at its cheapest, about $1,500 a month, to its most expensive, about, $2,000 a month, mm-hmm, for operating expenses alone. And that's not including, you know, all the other expenses that are going on within the anarchist community itself. We have a bus that we have insurance to pay on, and all these other projects that people have going on. And so, but somehow we, you know, over the last 4 years, we've been able to find that money every month. And sometimes, you know, it's taken a lot, but we found it. And at this point, we decided to move because we want to kind of alleviate the blight, like the financial burden that it puts on the community. You know, $600 is a lot of money to ask for. So if we can take $600 off of our bills.
What is that exactly?
Well, our rent is $1,800 right now, and it's going to be going down to $1,200.
Okay.
So we're going to it's about $600 in bills that we're going to be dropping. Plus, I mean, utilities are going to be less at this new space and things like that too.
So. Okay. Do you have any specific, you know, ideas for the new space that you can talk about at this point? Are there things that you can do there that maybe you couldn't do previously?
Well, we are going to be more centrally located on Mass Street, which I think every business kind of thinks is an ideal change. We were kind of at the end there, so we'll get more walk-by traffic, hopefully.
Plus, you're going to be right next to the sandbar, so you can do the hurricane.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hurricane is, but okay. We'll also be next to a coffee shop. We have got some avid coffee drinkers, so.
Yeah, I'm pretty coffee high right now, actually.
But we'll also be able to utilize our new space. We have big, huge windows, got nice hardwood floors. I think it'll just be a nicer, more comfortable space for people to come into. We'll have hopefully more couches in the front room, so there'll be more sitting area. And we'll also have a back reading room in the new space. It's very brightly painted, too, so that'll be a lovely addition.
Yeah, the space is wider, so the idea in moving into it was that we have a lot of square footage, but it's really long and narrow, so it's hard to have, like, a hangout. And we wanted to make a place that people could kind of come and hang out without having to worry about, like, having to pay anything. So that's kind of, like, what it's themed around is that we're going to have, like, chairs and tables in the front room where people can hang out and have conversations and just be comfortable. And, I mean, like, really, there's not a lot of free spaces, and that's kind of what, like, InfoShops or what Solidarity and, like, other places like Solidarity are around the country is a place where you can go and be someplace and not have to pay something. And there's really not a lot of that around the country anymore. There's parks and things like that, but for the most part, like, when you go out at night, you go to a bar and you buy drinks, or you go to the movies, or you go get food or whatever, and there's not a lot of places that you can go and be just, like, have free space. And that's what the goal for Solidarity is, and that's what we're trying to foster in the new space.
Oh, and that being said, we'll still have enough space to have our usual concerts, movie showings, speakers, study groups, meetings, everything that we've normally been doing in Solidarity. It's old space.
Cool. Have you noticed any more like turnout at Solidarity as the economy goes downwards, and the capitalist system crumbles all around us? Okay, I don't want to be too much of a doomsayer, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is that a lot of the principles that, have probably been Solidarity's foundation principles from the beginning are almost being vindicated a little bit by the way things are happening with the bailouts and the, corporate giants falling. I don't know, is that true at all? I mean,
I think people have been more proactive in their organizing. The reason I like identifying with anarchist principles is because I think of it as a very proactive way to look at society at large. You see these things that are horrible, sweatshops, exploitation, racial degradation, homophobia, things that I personally have a huge problem with. And I see anarchism as a very, very proactive way to address these problems. And so I think people have been more proactive in the way that they're going about organizing. And so people are very, very energetic about moving the new space, getting more people involved. More people are getting involved. And just overall, I think there's a lot of very positive energy going on in the space, and people really want to do things. And we still have, it's a wide variety of people that do come in and use our space.
Yeah. I think also, just to give, concrete examples of things that I've seen, when the original Bush bailout was going on, we organized bailout protests down on 9th and Massachusetts Street, and lots of people were out there for it, and lots of people were, walking by and honking and, felt really supportive about it. And people that we really hadn't seen at other things, we were getting together with libertarians, and, staunch Republicans were coming up and shaking our hands and saying that they're glad we were out there, that they don't like what's going on, and they don't like seeing the way that the government's mistreating us and using our money in ways that are obviously not productive and have been shown to have not really helped anything. And I think also the community gardens, a couple years ago, it was basically just people from Solidarity working in the community garden, people that were involved in Solidarity or Kansas Mutual Aid, other groups that are involved in Solidarity. And this last meeting, it was two or three people from Solidarity and probably 15 or so more people that were from just East Lawrence in general that just had seen the flyers and came to it, and that, they were there with their kids or their husbands and wives and things like that that came to talk about those things and work on a community garden. So I think that we're seeing a lot more people that didn't used to be involved, not like students or young activists, but people that didn't used to be involved in things that are just kind of now doing it out of necessity. And I think that's what's been different to me.
Cool. Is there a sense of vindication at all when you, it's kind of it's kind of a bummer, but in a way you must feel a little bit vindicated to see that some of the things that you've been, shouting about are sort of being exposed as faulty systems.
Definitely. I'll be honest. Like, I talk to my dad about things, and I'll be like, you know, it's funny that in 2003, you know, my dad was talking to me all about how, look at these stupid hippies out here protesting the war when we, you know, we're going to find weapons of mass destruction. I'm like, you know, it's what, like 6 years later now or whatever. And like, where are the weapons? Obviously not there. Like, the stupid hippies knew more than the CIA. Come on. Like, really? You know, and the same thing's going on right now is like anarchists and like radicals of all stripes, you know, libertarians, whoever, like we've been saying for a long time that the system is not sustainable. And, you know, you have like, you know, Greenspan saying that, oh, we're just going to keep on going and the bubble's not going to burst. And it's just like, do we really think that radicals knew more than like the Oracle himself? Probably not. Like, they, all these people knew it was coming, but they, you know, spent our futures on Learjets and, you know, happy times. And like, that's where we're at now. So, I mean, it is kind of vindicating, but it also like really sucks that now this is where we're at. Like, that it's taking things like this to make people realize like, wow, like we aren't doing as well as we thought we were. And like, we have trillions of dollars in debt. Like, they're not even talking about the real numbers at this point. Like, the actual US debt and the actual global debt could at this point be more than the world has in resources. And that's like not even being talked about. So, I mean, it is vindicating, but at the same time, like, do you really want to be vindicated on something like that? It's kind of scary.
And I think also we are realizing that there's a long road ahead of us. I mean, even just the Lawrence community in general, I mean, you're seeing already they weren't able to house the homeless community. There's not enough space available, and they're closing the
Salvation Army.
Yeah. So this is going to be a serious problem. People are getting their houses repossessed. People are losing their jobs at an alarming rate. I mean, the state employees almost didn't get paid one day. You know, I mean, this is a very serious consequence. And I think we're all trying to think, what are we going to do when this does happen? And how are we going to address these problems? So, yeah, it's kind of, it's a vindication, but it's a short-lived one. So yeah. We're going to still keep chugging at it. And
what are we going to do? Any ideas on that front?
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, if you look at, you know, a couple months ago, I don't even remember when, but, like, a couple months ago, there were the Journal World ran the story about, you know, these homeless folks that died of drug overdoses down by the river. And then like a couple days later, the city went in and bulldozed this like temporary structures. And I think that if people think that just bulldozing things are going to solve the problems, where are these people going to go? And at this point, like, you look at the economic problems that we're having, like, these things are just a start. Like, you're going to have more people that are losing their jobs and can't keep their homes. Like, we're losing the infrastructure that we have, that the city has to deal with like homelessness, and nothing's coming in the wake of that. And I think it's scary to think that like we're putting more cops on the streets, but we're not fixing any of the actual infrastructure that we need to do to take care of people. I mean, like, you know, like mental health in schools, like they've taken the money out of the budget every year for the 4 years that I've been in Lawrence. Like, I mean, you just look at like where the money that we have is going, and it's not going to address any of these issues that we're like going to start dealing with economically.
But to be more positive, I think we are seeing some really wonderful things coming up. Lately, I read an article about a lady in Minnesota who was organizing a group of just individuals who were losing their houses. They were all being repossessed, and they were squatting their homes. This lady was in her 60s, and she was organizing this movement. So it's not just the 20-something activists that are out there on the streets. It's these women and children and elderly and everybody in between that are taking back their homes, are starting gardens, are interested in finding ways to provide themselves with food and shelter, that it doesn't have to be through a government or outside agency. So they're giving themselves the agency to take care of their own lives. And I think that's a really, really positive thing that's happening across the states and across the world actually right now. So that's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I think also just like to throw in one more thing, like you look at all the stories that you've seen just in your local paper, like in the LJ World yesterday, there was a story about, I think it was the front page story, but I'm not really sure. I just saw it at a glance about people who were like having their own gardens at home and having like just raising chickens at home because that's what the economic situation is really going to be calling for. And like how like library membership and the amount of books people are checking out has gone up in the last like 2 years because of the economic situation. And I think that you're going to start seeing more and more community, like free and community spaces that are going to be available. People are going to get rid of their gym memberships and start using the, you know, the free gyms that we have in our communities. People are going to be getting rid of their, like, stop going to Borders every day and instead are going to be going to the public library and using the public library. And
I think, Solidarity.
Or Solidarity. I mean, yeah, I mean, for instance, I mean, you know, we have on DVDs on the shelf and we're always willing to take people's DVDs and put them out. If people like the movies that they have or music that they have, please give it to us and we'll put it on the shelf so other people can enjoy those things too. I mean, that's what it's really all about is, you know, you have these things that you're not really using, and we want to provide a space where people can get to those too.
What if I want to put a DVD of Paul Blart Mall Cop on your shelf? Would you accept that?
I don't know what that is. Oh, yeah, the new movie? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll accept it, and I'll sell it on eBay and get something I want. No.
Or like, what if I had the complete Adam Sandler DVD collection? Would you accept that?
I mean, I don't know. It depends. But
as long as there's nothing derogatory in it, we will put it on the shelf. Yeah. As long as it's not offensive to anyone. When people, we do have a very strict anti-oppression policy at Solidarity. So if anyone's ever offended, you know, whether it's based on their gender, sexual identification, race, anything, we will address those problems immediately.
And the way we do things is we put pretty much everything on the shelf, like, as we get it. And then as people kind of go pick through it and say, like, oh, well, I don't really agree with this, then we bring it up in the next meeting and talk about those things. So it's not like one of those places where, like, not one of those things where we're just like, oh, well, this doesn't fit our politics. Like, we invite people to come and talk about why they think this should be in our space. I mean, to be honest, though, as far as, like, carrying things like that, you know, like carrying Big Daddy or whatever by Adam Sandler, like the public library does that pretty well and like has a pretty good selection. And we're kind of like, we're looking to have as many radical ideas and like do it yourself kind of things as possible. So, I mean, that's
Non offensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
For anyone.
Yeah.
So are there any other plans in 2009 that you could, you know, kind of preview or anything that you're excited about in the upcoming year in particular?
So there's stuff I'm excited about in the upcoming weeks. Like, well, I mean, Liz mentioned earlier we're doing the bike tune-up / computer repair on Sunday, right? On Sunday, and I think that's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is going to be online before then. No. Okay. Well, it was awesome. Let me tell you how it was. It was really cool.
But it happens frequently.
Yeah. We do stuff like that all the time. So we have that. We have the open house. What's the dates on that?
28th.
Yeah.
March 28th. We're going to have our official open house. And that's going to be at 7 p.m. And we're going to just have cake and food and music and all around good time, so people can come in and see the new space and add their two cents about what they want to see in the new space and how they want to see the next year run. So it would be a good chance to have community input as well.
I think also we're getting ready to kind of like restructure the way that Solidarity is organized. Like right now, Solidarity itself doesn't do any like. Doesn't have any kind of avenues for people to bring their own projects and do those things. So in the coming months, we're going to be having meetings. And I think we said they're going to be like Wednesday night at 7:00, as I think. But you can come get more information at Solidarity itself. 6 p.m. And basically it's going to be a place where people can kind of like have a clearinghouse for things that they want to do. And see going on in the space. So people can come with ideas on bike collectives or whatever, or like, you know, new community garden places and, you know, come and ask for help for those things and ideas for those things and resources or whatever. Mm-hmm. And also come and get involved in all the other projects because there's tons of stuff going on, like tons and tons of projects going on.
Cool. If we could go big picture for a second again, I am curious, you know, now that Obama has been in office for a little while, you know, how did you feel about him going in and how do you feel now?
I'll be honest, like, I mean, I think that, like, I can't, you know, disregard the historical, like, aspect of it. I mean, like, having a black president, like, that means a lot to a lot of people, and, like, seeing it happen is pretty important, obviously. But I think that I myself, like, I don't feel like the federal government really has much to offer me or, like, really has much to bring to the table. Like, it hasn't really helped me in the last 8 years. It's definitely not going to really, like, doesn't seem to be changing now. And I think that for me, like, it doesn't really change where I come from or, like, what I believe in any way. Like, I still think that organizing here in this community is the best way that I can affect any real change. Mm-hmm. And what the federal government's doing, like, really only means dollars and cents in the end. Like, it doesn't really change anything very often. And, like, it just, like, I don't know. It doesn't really seem to have much effect on my life other than, like, I have to protest this war instead of this war now. Like, you know, we bombed the hell out of everything when Clinton was in office, and now we're bombing the hell out of everything when Bush is in office. Like, it doesn't really seem like it's going to change. So.
A little bit, though, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like, I'm not saying that Obama's not, he's not better than Bush. Like, I'm not saying that that's not the case. Like, Obama is probably better than Bush. I just, like, I think that he's
a politician.
Yeah, he's a politician. And, like, while he's going to bring really great things to the table, he's also going to bring really, like, stuff that I'm really not happy about to the table, too. And really the best way that I can make any real effective change is here in Lawrence, like, dealing with what's going on. Like, I really can have very little effect on what's going on nationally, but I can have a lot of effect on, like, making sure that people have housing here in Lawrence or making sure that people are fed here in Lawrence and things like that. And I think that that's really where, like, my politics lies.
You want to field that one, Liz? Anything to add?
No, I think Tyler pretty well covered that. I do think that it is really important to acknowledge the historical significance that happened when Obama was elected. But that's not an end to racism, especially institutional racism within the educational system, within the prison system, and the judiciary system. There's still ingrained racism, sexism. You know, these are still issues that need to be addressed. And while I think it's very wonderful, and probably Du Bois would have a lot to say about the fact that Obama's president, I don't personally think that's going to change my own role in activism. And I'm really glad that he has politicized a lot of people that weren't normally politicized. And you see that all over campus. You see that in the community. You see that across the states, across the world. And hopefully people will try and use his grassroots organizing background as kind of their own initiative to start grassroots organizing in their own community along what I would say would be kind of non-hierarchical principles.
Yeah. I think also, like, it was really important for people to, like, get involved in that, you know, like, in the politics. Like, I'm really excited to see how many people were really excited about that and really involved in that in the politics and really were, like, taking an interest in making a change. And I think that the people that were involved in getting Obama elected or getting all these Democrats elected, I think they should, like, pat themselves on the back and, like, really celebrate that and feel good about it. My only worry is that, like, celebrate that night, but the next day keep that fight going because, like, now that you've got your politician in office, like, there's still a politician, they're still going to be doing these things, and, like, the people themselves need to be making sure that those politicians live up to their word and at the same time, like, organizing their communities to make sure that, like, their community is handled.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and even if Obama's altruistic and wonderful, he still has to make compromises to get things passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can see that in the earmarks that happened during the recent bailout package.
Dude, but he's a lot better to see on TV, though. He's like totally, totally slick. Like, you see him, he's totally cool. Like, yeah. Hey, if anything, man, he's way better to see on TV.
He's a good
order. Yeah, he's all right to see on TV. And I think that, like, The Daily Show's gotten even funnier with him on there. So I'm totally totally fine with that.
That is important to all of us.
Yeah, right. Yeah. As long as The Daily Show stays funny, like what can you really ask for? You know.
Speaking just to tie it in a little bit more with current events, March Madness is coming up. I'm wondering if your March Madness has something to do with like watching corporate giants fall one by one.
We have a pool going.
Yeah. Oh man.
Tournament table.
Yeah.
I've got money on AIG first.
You think?
No, I'm just kidding.
They're the last.
That's my top bracket.
I still think KU's going all the way.
Yeah, hopefully.
In both brackets. Basketball and corporate financial balance.
Yeah.
KU Athletics, Inc.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, great. I think we've made a lot of good discussion here for solidarity and all the things related to it. So I feel like Liz has something she wants to say because she looks super eager.
Yeah, just real quick, if you do want to stop by and get involved, we're always accepting new volunteers. You can stop by anytime and fill out a volunteer form, just kind of giving information about yourself, and we'll get you scheduled. It's also a really great place to get involved in new projects. So if you have an idea for a project, please come in and get that project off the ground. And also, if you don't have time but have some money, we're always accepting donations.
Yeah.
Like right on.
A lot of donations. No, I wanted to say that I'm usually way funnier than this. And I'm going to sound like some dry jerk now, like on this podcast, being like, you are all screwed. The economy is dead. We're all going to die. Like, I'm totally not.
I didn't hear that part, actually.
I just wanted to make sure that, like, yeah, no.
And usually, I'll verify that he really does always sound like this.
Yeah. We are really, like, we're, like, we get kind of, like, in the media, we get kind of a rap for being kind of overly political, not fun, but we have a lot of fun, and I hope that shows sometimes that we have like shows every night or like movies every night, and I don't know. If anything, come down and meet new people because we're fun, and we have fun, and sometimes we're serious, ish.
All right, well, Liz, Tyler, thank you both for coming in, and good luck getting your new space together.
Thank you.